25 to 9 now. Good morning once again to Darren Frahill.
Hello again, Mary, and some really good news in relation to Breed Stack this morning. She has been released from hospital after hurting her spine in an Aussie Rules game she was playing in yesterday. The former Cork footballer playing for a club, the Giants. It was a practice match against the Crows, and her club has confirmed this morning that she had a stable fracture of the C7 vertebrae, no injury to the surrounding nerve area, so she won't require surgery. She will have to recover, though, and she'll have to wear a neck brace for a little while. She is expected to make a complete and full recovery, and the club have confirmed that she will remain in Australia and will continue to be a key part of the team as she rehabs from her injury. So that is really good news this morning from Australia, and we wish her the best in her recovery, Breed Stack. Good news from the cricket this morning was that Ireland's game against the United Arab Emirates got the go-ahead. Four previous matches had to be postponed last week because of COVID-19 concerns. Not a good start, though, for the Irish team. The host won the toss, they opted to bowl first, and they took three early wickets. The Irish team, though, have settled, going really well at the minute. They're looking at the scoreboard here, 184 for 5 after 46 overs. We wonder, though, will it be enough? We'll have to wait and see. Manchester United remain top of the Premier League after a scoreless draw away to Liverpool. Liverpool probably played the better football at times and dominated the possession, especially in that first half. But it was United who carved out the better opportunities. Despite those opportunities, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer delivered this honest assessment after the game.
I don't think we played well enough. We didn't impose ourselves on the game, especially first half. I think we grew in the game. Into the game, and towards the end you felt, yeah, it's here for us to win. And we create two massive chances and two brilliant saves by the keeper. We can play better than this. We know that. We can be more composed. We can have the ball more. We had to defend really often. And I thought we gave the ball away too often. So a couple of things that we need to improve on.
Elsewhere, Manchester City 4-0 winners against Crystal Palace. They're now second. Spurs, who beat Sheffield United 3-1, are fifth. Just 4 points separating the top five. It is fascinating at the top of that Premier League. Let's talk about it now with coach and RTÉ analyst Lisa Fallon, who joins me now. Lisa, I know with these big games, Liverpool and Manchester United, we always want lots of goals, but is it time we give a bit of respect and praise to the art of defending?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, it's an old cliche that goals win games and clean sheets win leagues. And you know, I think both managers, I know Solskjaer said he was disappointed there, but I think he could probably be really, really proud of the defending that his team did. I think Luke Shaw did an unbelievable job on Mo Salah yesterday. And I think an awful lot of Manchester United fans felt a lot of trepidation when they saw that Eric Bailly wasn't in the squad and that Victor Lindelof wasn't in the team. And Lindelof was, and to be fair, I thought Lindelof, Maguire, Shaw and Wan-Bissaka were absolutely superb in their defensive roles last night. And same for you know, Liverpool, because there was so, I'm not sure if anyone was really clear about the fact, but apparently Liverpool had a makeshift defence, and I think that message came across loud and clear. But I really thought that Fabinho was outstanding. I thought his positional awareness and his knowledge of when to go and when to move from the position and go with the player was really exceptional. With those little diagonal runs that the Manchester United forward line were trying to make to create some disorientation in that Liverpool defence. So I thought the two defensive performances were really excellent and probably said more about the reasons why the teams didn't score than the forward performances.
Sure. Who do you think would be the happier of the two managers, Lisa?
I think probably, I think Solskjaer probably will on the basis that United probably come away from that game knowing that they had a right chance to win that game. They probably had a little bit of trepidation, and probably I think that result probably gives Manchester United more in terms of belief, in terms of kicking on for the rest of the season, because they knew the game in the second half was there for the taking, and they grew in the game, and you could see the confidence growing, and that's something that's probably been absent. And I think from a Liverpool perspective, there probably was a bit of relief that the game, you know, that they didn't lose the game. So I think for the rest of the season, from a belief perspective, and bearing in mind that Liverpool have this little nuance over them now that they haven't scored in their last three games, and you know they've gone four games now without a win, whereas Manchester United are on the opposite side of that. They had three wins going into the game and they didn't lose. So and they come away thinking it was a game they could win. So I think, you know, it's going to be really exciting. But I think Solskjaer, even though he says he's disappointed, I'm sure the result probably gives more confidence to Manchester United than it does to Liverpool.
And finally, and very briefly, just in a few words, Lisa, City, were they the big winners overall?
They were. Like, you look at the table now, they've that game in hand against Aston Villa that they play midweek, and they win that game and they go top. And I thought, I watched them last night. They were such a joy to watch. Kevin De Bruyne, I could watch him all day. The things he can do with a football are just quite exquisite. But yeah, I think, you know, people are all talking about Man United and Liverpool at the moment, and I think that really suits Man City. But certainly they're the ones to watch for me at the moment.
Great talking to you, Lisa. Before I go, racing today is at Punchestown, first race, 1:05, and a great win for the 20-year-old Yang Bing Tao beat John Higgins to win the Masters Snooker title.